And the Blue Jays talk it up until then. Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. R.A. Dickey takes a shutout into the sixth inning. Edwin Encarnacion hits his first home run of the season in a huge spot to tie a game that the Blue Jays were down by three. And then a couple more three-run homers in the eighth. Brett Laurie's the big one to break that 3-3 tie. A bomb to center field. And the Blue Jays have a win. Laurie wishes his parents a happy anniversary. The post-game interview with Sean McKenzie, which is kind of nice. And he's trying to grow a mustache, and I don't know how kind of nice that one is. 416-870-0590, *590 on your cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. We start things off with Jacob in Scarborough, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Jacob, you're the leadoff man on the Blue Jays talk. Go right ahead. Hello, Jacob. Can't hear Jacob. Waiting now for direction from we have no Jacob. Let's go to Sean in Caledon. Sean, I guess you get to be the leadoff man.
Yeah, I think Jacob was celebrating the Raptor win.
There you are. Hey, Sean, go start again. We couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying that Jacob was celebrating the Raptor win, I think.
Maybe. That's all right.
But I want to start off hashtag Gibby runs a great pen. He did an awesome job tonight bringing Wagner and Cecil in. I think a lot of second-guessers would have been calling in if the right-handed bat got a hit off Cecil there. But can you tell us the stats on Cecil, righties versus lefties? Because I think a lot of people probably don't know that he's even better against righties than he is against lefties, which is awesome. I think Cecil could be a future closer. Great job tonight, and I'll just hang up and listen.
Okay. I don't know why you decided to say hashtag at the beginning of the call, but I guess to each his own. The numbers on Brett Cecil, I mean, it is early this year, and really it's tough to draw any conclusions from that sort of thing. He's only thrown 8 2/3 innings all season. But so far this year, left-handed hitters are 3-15 against him, so that's 200 batting average. And right-handed hitters are 2-16 against him, so that's .125. We would have gotten calls from second-guessers, no question, if Adam Jones had gotten a hit, but Cecil made him look awful, and then he struck out Clevinger on three pitches. He does have closer stuff, and it just goes again to how deep and good this Blue Jays bullpen is, that you have Cecil, Delibar, Santos, and Jansen, all of whom could be closers, you would think, for big league ball clubs. And so you can start using those guys in the seventh inning, even the sixth if the situation calls for it. And that's how it went down tonight. R.A. Dickey gives up the three-run homer. And then the bullpen gets him out of the seventh inning. You have Delibar work the shutout eighth with a great assist by Jonathan Diaz, who was spectacular. Starting that double play off the bat of Scope on a bad hop. And then, you didn't need Santos, but you had him for the ninth inning. 9-3, the Blue Jays beat the Orioles. Rob in Aurora listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Mike, just a couple of comments. One about tonight's game, and then another question I want to ask you about the rotation. But tonight was at the game, and I thought, it's one of the nights where you realize this team has a different sort of psyche or mentality towards the season. They expect to win, and they're not as fragile as last year, where it just seemed that they found ways to lose, particularly in April. But what I liked was, hey, 3-0, we can come back, and the big boys did their job, and then the bullpen did their job, and just a lot of character. It was just fun to be at the ballpark and see their sort of refusal to lose kind of attitude.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly felt that way tonight, but then you remember that this is the 20th game of the season. It's only the second one that they've won when they've trailed at any point. So I don't know about a whole new attitude or anything like that. This is a better team. This is a team that plays better defense. This is a team that pitches better. A lot of it is because it plays better defense, and that's why they came back and won. And they've got power guys who swing big bats. But, before we start developing never say die, refuse to lose attitude, it would be nice if they had more than one or two comeback wins all year.
Yeah, but I think that this is something they can build on, Mike.
You hope so.
Yeah, Now, listen, and I was going to say about the rotation, but one little comment about everybody likes to second-guess the manager because that's what baseball's all about. But
yep.
I like Diaz defensively, obviously. Why didn't he have Sierra hit and then put Diaz in at short? Was Sierra hurt? Was there something on the broadcast that we didn't see in the stands? Or?
No, not as far as I know. I mean, Moises Sierra is really not that good a hitter yet. He's still a developing guy as much as Jonathan Diaz is still a developing guy. I think that Gibby was looking to save bench because it's the sixth inning. You don't want to use two players for one spot, A, and two, looking for a contact guy to put the ball in play and hope something good happens. So I think that's probably why. More the first than the second. When you only have four on the bench, you don't want to use two of them in the sixth inning.
Yeah, the other sort of
real quick, Rob.
Yeah, the rotation thing is: do you think that they'll be happy at the end of April if they're just in the mix, or do you think that they're going to want to see some separation? And if they don't have McGowan and Morrow going deeper than five innings, do they just pull the plug on one of those guys, put them in the bullpen, and bring up one of the kids and hope that they're the answer?
No, I don't think they do that. And I think asking for some separation in the division by the end of April is a lot to ask for a team that finished in last place last year. So I think they're very happy to be where they are right now. And you know, where they are right now is looking pretty good at 11-9. They've had 5-4 runs in each of their first two nine-game segments. The Yankees look like they're going to win. They've got a 7-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. So where the Blue Jays stand right now is a game out of first place, which is fine. Jennifer is in Toronto. Jennifer, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
My darling Michael. Hello.
Hello.
Just three things stand out. Number one, Playboy Diaz. Number two, Edwin Encarnacion has proven to be a good hitter. And obviously his timing's off, so I don't know why people are up in arms about him. And I am shocked, didn't even lose faith in Dickey. But it was just nice to see all around a good game. Too bad not more people were there. But and three errors I think we've had by starters. Forget the Minnesota, forget pitchers. But I think that's stellar.
That doesn't mean that much to me, errors, because that's...
I love it compared to like what other teams have done. Our defense has been amazing.
Yes,
really.
It has.
Yeah, no,
it
really.
Has. Errors aren't a great way to measure how good a defense is, but the defense has been outstanding.
No, but it's legitimate errors, and you think of how many games they've helped Burley and so on, and really good plays, not sort of check mark.
Yeah, they're taking hits away. They're taking hits away, and it's not something they did last year.
No, and it must be boost the confidence. And I like that Francisco guy. Wow, he got on that pitch, that high pitch the other day, and then how he swung it today on the triple. It was like, wow. Like, I mean, I like Lynn, but I can think of worse people, Sierra. No, I'm just saying Francisco looks okay as a hitter.
Well, hey, when a guy's 4-for-10 with a couple of walks, there's nothing to complain about him.
No, good eye, everything. How's Ghost doing?
Ghost is doing fine down in Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's walking, and he's got an on-base around 370 and is doing quite well. So, you know, he's Ben Ennis and I did a Blue Jays This Week podcast today, and we talked a lot about Anthony Ghost and the kind of value he can provide for this team. Over Sierra and why it's not happening and why he's not here and when he does wind up getting back up here, he's going to help this team a lot. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. Appreciate it. Let's hear from John Gibbons, Blue Jays manager, in the wake of today's 9-3 win over the Baltimore Orioles. Here's what Gibby had to say.
John, you said before the game that you saw some things in Laurie he was coming on and that kind of thing, and I guess he came around tonight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you look at it, Brett's got some big hits for us this year. You know, he's got a couple home runs in big times to give us tonight, to give us a lead, and then, you know, to give us a nice little cushion. And I mean, it's in there. It's going to come out. You know, the thing is too, and he wins games for you with his glove too. You know, so But yeah, that's maybe that'll spark him because he's taking good swings at the plate. He's not like he's up there taking his rips, and yeah, it's just a matter of time.
John, can you talk about the discussion you had with the umpires there earlier on in the game about the Baltimore pitcher? I guess it was.
Well, we saw. On the video, it looked like he was going in his glove and rubbing his fingers, and going directly to the ball. And I understand. I know guys use stuff to get a better grip, but if you go directly to the ball, it's kind of So that we just thought we'd take a look. Apparently we were wrong, but no love lost. Worth a look anyway.
John, you got to like the no muss, no fuss for your team. They hit a 3-run homer. No muss, no fuss, no fuss. Just hey, we'll get three back, get three more, and three more.
Well, yeah, that's where home runs come in handy. Home runs do win. We had the three big ones there. It was good to see Edwin get his first one of the year. They were shutting us down. Gonzalez was doing a heck of a job pitching. Of course, that after they score three, come back and tie it, like, that's huge. And then, of course, Brett to put us up, and then Melky to ice it there, or give us a little breathing room there. So that was big. But we can hit. It's a good hitter's ballpark.
John, you touched on it, but Encarnacion, kind of the same thing as Lori. You've been talking about it for the last week or so, that he seemed to be getting close. Do you think this kind of takes a little bit of a weight off his shoulders after getting one out there?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it does. It doesn't need to. He's a good hitter. He gives you good at bat every time he's up there. But, he's a home run hitter. To get that first one, I'm sure he's breathing a little easier. But, he came out early, took some extra hitting today, and looked really, really good, so.
Yeah, he did, and then he looked really, really good hitting that 3-run homer in the sixth inning that tied the game at 3. The Jays get 2 more 3-run homers in the eighth from Lorie and Cabrera and beat the Orioles 9-3. We will come back and wrap this thing up. It is the Honda Postgame Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Back here at Rogers Center, this was one that Orioles manager Earl Weaver would have drawn up, though I'm sure he would have had it happen for his team. It's about pitching, defense, and the 3-run homer. And there were 4 3-run homers in this game. The Orioles only had the first one. The Blue Jays had the next 3, and they beat Baltimore 9-3. The second come-from-behind win of the year for the Blue Jays, the second game that they've won in which they've trailed at any point in time. And the last one was 9-3 also, back in Minnesota, last Tuesday. The Raptors beat the Brooklyn Nets 100-95. There will be Raptors postgame talk coming up on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And congratulations to the great Albert Pujols. 2 home runs today in the Angels' win over the Washington Nationals. Pujols now with 500 home runs on his career. This series continues tomorrow night. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Eastern for a 7:07 first pitch. Dustin McGowan against Chris Tillman. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, and Igor Enriquez, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye from Rogers Center.